Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has renewed the demand for this school teacher in Tampa to ultimately be stopped from bullying students over the LGBT issue in mathematics class. We'll update you on this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Holly, Liberty Counsel sent a demand letter to the school district in Tampa regarding this Redis, that's her last name, Laura Jane Redis, a mathematics teacher in ninth grade, in which she uses the classroom as a bullying platform for the LGBT agenda. She's part of GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. She's an advocate for this. She promotes this in class during mathematics. She has the...
She decorates her classroom with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, she's got the rainbow triangle in class. She's
Ally.
Got Ally in papier-mâché on the wall, in which she encourages students to sign right. their names, no doubt, because there's signatures on it. She has big buttons. I'm talking about large 3 or 4 inch size right. buttons that you put on your person. And it says, I love my LGBT students.
Yeah, but I don't see any buttons for I love my Christian students or I love
my Or I just love my students.
Yeah,
you know,
students,
how about
period.
That for a teacher? Rather than saying, I love my LGBT students, what about the others?
Yeah.
Who don't follow your ideology.
Yeah, and then we have students that are wearing crosses, which is very much appropriate at school, small crosses. And then she is, you know, deliberately
bullying them. She confiscates
them,
tells them to take it off because she says, yeah. oh, those are gang symbols. A little one-inch cross with Jesus on the cross
right.
is a gang symbol.
Right, because the students had been confirmed recently. It was a faith symbol for her. And then she was sending her to the principal's office and you know, punishing her for that.
Yeah, and one of them had a rosary around the neck. Mm-hmm. Others had little tiny crosses that are no bigger than 1 inch. She sent them to the principal's office for wearing it. And yet her other lesbian lover that's in the same school comes to school during Spirit Week dressed up like a Roman Catholic nun with a large cross hanging around her neck made out of skulls.
Oh, yes.
It's a mockery of nuns and Catholics and Christians in general.
And also one of the students had a Make America Great hat, was not wearing it. He had it in his hand, and she punished him for that as well.
Took it away for over a month.
Yeah.
And she's a very ardent, no surprise here, Hillary Clinton supporter. She didn't want him even having it on school grounds, and there's no ban against wearing hats. It didn't say Donald Trump. It just said Make America Great Again.
Right.
But she's very activist in the classroom.
And
she's on social media.
Right.
We have that information. She's been on radio. We have what she said. And so the original so-called investigation, I put that in quotes, was done by a homosexual activist who's in the school. So it's like the fox guarding the hen house and giving a report on how's the hens doing. We know foxes are after them. And you have the fox giving a report. Oh, they're doing fine. Don't worry about them. Well, we're not sitting by and allowing that to happen because now we have more than the one student. We have multiple students in multiple sections of this woman's classroom. I can tell you what, we're not going to let this sit. We're not going to allow this whitewash of a so-called investigation to just go on without some ramifications.
You know, and when they so-called interviewed these students, you know, sent them to the office, they had to wait for over an hour to be interviewed, quote unquote, weren't allowed to contact their parents. You know, later were told, well, there wasn't time to do that. They were there for an hour, Matt.
Right. And waiting. They only selectively interviewed some.
You can't do that without parents' permission.
Right. Right. And you've got, here's the teacher. And here's one of the things they did. The teacher takes a little rainbow with all the multicolored rainbow. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand what it says. It doesn't say LGBT. But in the classroom, you've got an upside-down triangle with rainbow, and it specifically talks about LGBT.
Right.
You have a button in the classroom, not at home, in the classroom, several buttons, proud public employee, which is a GLSEN button. I love my LGBT students, all caps, big, right there. You've got Ally, everyone writes their name on it. Then this same teacher puts a sticker on everybody's books It's the rainbow flag. Now, the school's response was, well, it doesn't say LGBT. Well, give me a break. It's the same color as the rainbow triangle in their classroom. Everybody knows that that symbol of the rainbow is used by the LGBT agenda as a symbol.
But yet, when one of our clients tries to remove this rainbow sticker, she's punished.
She gets sent to the principal's office, and she's told, take off that cross or that rosary because it's a gang symbol. I mean, this is taking place in math class, not sociology, not history, in a math class. Why are they not studying mathematics instead of having a teacher transform her classroom into an extension of the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network organization? This is a group, by the way, that encourages children as young as five and teachers to promote the same ideology, to engage in same-sex activities. They actually have books that they recommended, and they suggest that children as young as 5 years of age actually engage in same-sex activities with one another because they need to experiment and find out who they are.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you can also see, you know, she was tweeting during class time, during when she's supposed to be paid to be a teacher teaching math, doing tweets. And, for example, and we have a example of one on our press release, here's how to talk to kids about what it means to be an LGBTQ ally. If that's not clear, I don't know what is.
Yeah, from Huffington Post, no doubt. You talk about fake news. Huffington Post is basically exhibit A for fake news.
But it's her personal tweet account.
And yeah, she's doing it during math class. And
what happened to teaching math?
All you have to do is look at her post. What time of the day is it? It's time when she's in math. So she's tweeting all these pro-LGBT things while she's supposed to be teaching the students mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what's happening in the public schools. And what you have happening in some of these situations is they use this rhetoric, tolerance. You just want to be tolerant. You want to be inclusive. Well, that's just a bunch of rhetoric because in reality, it's intolerant.
It's bullying.
And it's not inclusive. And it is bullying because she's bullying people who don't comply with her agenda. So you send your son or daughter to class at this Tampa public school. You assume that they're learning mathematics and they go into the classroom. And if they don't accept her pro-LGBT liberal political positions, then they're punished, sent to the principal's office. Who knows what she's doing with their grades? We'll find out if we have to litigate this case. But we know that she's punishing them. We know that she's humiliating them in class. We know that she's sending them to the principal's office solely because they won't simply ride the LGBT train that she wants them to jump on board.
You know, and she also, there's a picture of a sign that was made, and we love Mrs. Reitas, and in rainbow colors. So you can see that she has forced some of the students to write things like that to support her in her bullying as well. So they probably, you know, out of fear, because they see what happens to the other students that are standing up for themselves.
Yeah, and there's another, there was another case that we had with a homosexual socialist, atheist professor at a community college. And one of our clients was dual enrolled in high school and taking community college courses. This guy in the assignments did something similar, made them write about the church and said specifically, do not say anything positive about how the church has helped women. If you do, I will not read it. The straight-A student gets four consecutive zeros until we got involved and demanded reversal. And then all of a sudden, these four consecutive zeros on the paper magically turn into four consecutive A's. You know, he has specifically bullied in the past people, using his classroom as a mechanism to undermine the Christian faith of these young people and trying to denigrate Christianity. You know, this guy is clueless about how Jesus went to a woman who had been cast out with seven demons, Mary Magdalene, changed her life, how women followed Jesus, how Jesus did something that no one would do if he wanted to invent the resurrection. He didn't have a leading rabbi come as the eyewitness. He had women, one of whom had seven demonic demons possess her at one time in her life. Women who back at the time of the first century couldn't testify in court because they weren't believable. Jesus elevated them to new status where he chose to have women, including those formerly demon-possessed, to be the first eyewitnesses to the resurrection. Jesus reached out to the people who were kicked to the side of the curb, and he elevated them, and to society, infused them again with the dignity and humanity created in the image of God that he intends. Go to Liberty Counsel's website as we stand for religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. Stand with us in prayer and your financial support. Visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.